This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Robo-taxis were on the agenda today at a meeting of the California Public Utilities Commission up in San Francisco. Driverless cars, obviously, that will ferry you from one place to another, assuming no errant dogs or bikes or fire trucks. The autonomous vehicle companies Cruise and Waymo want to expand their operations in San Francisco, one of the first big cities that's piloting this particular slice of "we have seen the future and it's already here" technology. There has been a ton of public interest in this issue, in San Francisco in particular, but also, as Marketplace's Matt Levin reports, among the millions and millions of rideshare drivers facing the prospect of robot competition.
Karen Rinke has been driving Uber and Lyft for about 7 years around San Antonio, Texas. She says even if the robot cars could navigate tourists going the wrong way on a one-way street or scooters recklessly zipping into traffic, what are they going to do with drunk passengers?
They leave phones, they leave keys, they get sick in the car. How do driverless cars know?
Beyond the existential "who will clean up the vomit" question, for now human drivers are also just a cheaper option than deploying an entire new fleet of sparkling automated vehicles. Sergio Avidian is a senior contributor for the website The Rideshare Guy.
Uber and Lyft is built on a zero asset business model. They don't own the cars. The driver does. The driver, you know, maintains the cars, buys the gas, insurance, depreciation, all these things.
If automated vehicles do become a real threat to drivers, well, most aren't completely reliant on rideshare income. Judy Chevalier is at the Yale School of Management.
Rideshare drivers very often are using rideshare as a secondary economic activity. They're working in the home or they have other jobs.
That's true of Karen Rinke in San Antonio. She only does rideshare part-time now and just started full-time with a translation services company. And yeah, there is AI now that does pretty good translations, but Rinke says she's not worried about that either. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.